Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amber Talbot, director of Paws and More Animal Shelter in Washington, about adopting cats and dogs from the shelter. October is National Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. Do you have any comments about that or how people should go about adopting a dog from Paws here in Washington?
Well, I think the most important thing for families to consider is, why is the family interested in getting a pet? Are you getting it maybe for a child or for a companion or a working dog? But knowing why your family is getting an animal really helps you determine what type of pet is best for your family. And we have an application process at the shelter for families to fill out that kind of goes through some of these questions with them. And the most important thing, I think, too, is that everybody in the family is on board with getting an animal. It definitely has to be a group commitment, and that way the animal has a happy, long life with people. We want them to be it could be a 15 to 20 year commitment. It's something a lot of people don't realize how long animals can live. So definitely think about how long term that commitment is. And our goal at Paws and More is to make sure that we are making good matches with families. We do evaluate all of our animals to try to determine what kind of energy level pets have and how, maybe they wouldn't be the greatest with little toddlers. If it's a 4-month-old puppy with puppy teeth that likes to bite a lot, that would be pretty difficult to manage with the youngster, and it could potentially hurt the little one. So we want to make sure that the only thing about what type of pet is best for them and what kind of time they have available to spend and train that animal as well.
For people to determine what breed or what animal even to pursue, is the best route for them to just stop by the shelter and visit with the staff there?
I would say absolutely. I mean, they can definitely research their breeds, and thinking about how much time you have to spend with your animal and how active your family is definitely going to help you determine what type of dog. But, with that being said, we don't put a whole lot of bearing on breed. There are some very lazy Labradors that would be great for a low, activity family that doesn't have a lot of time to exercise or do outdoor activities. But then we have a lot of Labradors that, need 22 acres and a pond to run on at, any moment because they have that much energy. So every dog truly is individual. And so it's really important just to come out and meet dogs and spend a lot of time with different animals and ask a lot of questions about their personality and energy level.
Great. And when should people stop by Paws and More?
Our open hours to the public, we open at noon every day. The staff actually does start their day at 8 o'clock. We clean all morning and then open to the public at noon, and we're open until 4 on Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. The only day that we are closed is Mondays, but we're still there all day, so we do schedule appointments so people can come in. But that way, Sundays is better availability for family to come and visit the pets anyway. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're actually open from noon until 6. So we're open a little later for folks after work.
And you're also having a special cat adoption program going on right now. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. We have a lot of our feline friends are reduced adoptions of $25. We have a lot of cats. With the weather getting cold, everybody is choosing to now bring in the strays that they've been feeding all summer or have been seeing off and on. So we're definitely getting inundated with cats. This is almost our second busiest time, just about as busy as spring with all of the kittens. So we do have some longer-term adults that are, anybody that's been there over 6 months or at 6 months is available for adoption at $25. And we also have other kitties as well.
And if people are interested in seeing any of the animals that Paws and More has to offer, is there a website they can visit?
Do. Everybody is on our website, and all the reduced kitties are on there as well as all of our dogs. Our website is pawsandmore.petfinder.com.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
One thing I will add, petfinder.com is a wonderful search engine for families that maybe are looking for a particular breed that is not in their local shelter. You can actually do a search by breed and by your zip code. So it allows you to search for specific types of dogs, and then it'll bring that animal up wherever those types of breeds may be listed in other shelters if you're not finding what you're looking for in your local shelter. So that's a very helpful search engine as well.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Amber Talbot, director of Paws and More in Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.